back. It's episode 26 at Cheers Bar, which is quite packed after some fight and something else happening today.
Some bloke called Papio.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he
got far out.
Pacquiao, not Papio.
Papio, I said.
I think some of the people might still be
He went for the SBS pronunciation.
Oh, Papio. Papio.
Look, I think some of the people might still be here from the games this morning or what's about
to happen. There's a few Irish still in from the rugby last night.
And what's about to happen tomorrow?
And then the overnight to play in Croatia. So, yeah, I think they're going right through on proper sessions. So.
Watch out, Sydney.
Yeah. Obviously, it's bank holiday, isn't it?
And it is. Yeah.
It's Queen's birthday weekend.
Queen's birthday weekend.
No work tomorrow in Australia.
Hey,
we love the monarchy.
In the English voice, isn't it?
Well, it is a week late, but you know, I don't mind.
It's better late than never.
Well,
it is. Did anyone watch the Jubilee?
No.
We stayed.
So they sailed a few boats down the river. They lit a few fires, and then everyone just took 3 days off.
The Ugandan entertainment was quite good.
What do you say? Now, me and Jane stayed up and watched it on Sunday. We watched the boats, didn't we? And we were really, really proud.
Well, your subjects, we got turfed out 200 years ago.
And then on Monday morning,
it's the motherland.
I seen Jess's tweet, which was, and then I text you, and you didn't respond. I think your text message service must have expletives removed, because I went, how the fuck do you expect me to fucking, you... And then we watched the concert, and how good was the concert?
Concert was great.
Madness, brilliant. McCartney, brilliant.
Legend. Kylie Minogue.
Absolutely tore it up.
Elton John. Who I am.
Get him off.
Kill him.
Who?
Elton John.
He did sing I'm Still Standing.
Yeah.
And what the best thing was,
was
Stevie Wonder Prince singing?
Stevie Wonder aged, by the way.
No,
he's
not.
The same. I remember when I was 8, I was like, I used to sing Stevie Wonder, and he looks exactly the same now.
Yeah,
as
so
he did.
Like,
I think I'd pay to see you sing Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder's like Beautiful Woman or something like that. What's that song he's got?
And yeah, it could be arranged.
I think he's got a few.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, how do you know? Isn't she lovely? I'm thinking, how do you know?
That's disgusting. And you know what? Will I Am was there as well, and then flew straight to Sydney.
Well, Will I Am was there, and in the after show party, was backstage, and he's taking all the photos and putting them straight on Twitter. And Will I Am, as in Prince Will I Am, etc., not impressed.
Not the Black Eyed Peas one.
There was no press invited to the party, and then Will I Am. What is his name? Bill.
William.
Yeah, Prince Bill. Go with that.
Not the Prince. The other
Will
part,
I am.
The so-called singer.
His name is William.
Will I Am.
But I'll tell you what, the UK guys do performance of the week has got to go to Gary Barlow.
I was going to say, he made a song in the Blue Mountains, didn't
he? Did he?
Did you see that? Yeah, he's got a tour around the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
Getting, like, I don't know, local acts.
Inspiration
like
from all the different
countries. Right, yeah, he went up to the Blue Mountains, met up with this blind Aboriginal guy, and, like, did a bit of a song together.
Yeah.
Have you heard it released, or...? I was going to ask, I've not seen the concert, but I was going to ask.
All right, well, I'll...
I am getting any pictures of the Queen and her apple catchers. Had it all kicked off.
I think the Queen might have just pissed off home early. Philip was in hospital, so she's gone on to crack one off.
It's being repeated ad nauseum on UK TV anyway, so you'll be able
to... No, we watched the repeat on Tuesday.
He had a bladder infection. It's only because he was on the piss for the previous
2 days. I was going to say, of course, 4 days on the piss. Of course you're going to get a bladder infection if you're 19.
But just as a side note, this is a football podcast, not a Jubilee.
So let's get back.
Anyway.
And it is Australian football.
Yeah, not the frigging UK football.
You've got the same brain, so, like, are you guys not celebrating or what?
There's something going on in the back here.
What, with it?
Jesus Christ.
I do apologise for our listeners. There's a
bunch of retards.
There's about six bellends over there.
They're all English.
Are they English? So we're going to get... We'll get rid of them in a second.
Shut the fuck up!
But as a side note, let's go back to J-Mo.
Questions.
Well, what it was is...
You haven't introduced yourself yet.
Let's go through. Who's here today?
So, obviously...
Jess is here because my team had a forfeit because of a fight.
Brilliant.
Ferns is here, obviously. Keeping control of everything.
Rob's here. I see you all good.
J-Mo's back. Had a brief weekend off. due to alcoholic poisoning.
Yeah, had a bad night, didn't you, mate?
Yeah,
and Lee's here. Yeah. Oh, and I've just put my hand on the table and
You're not allowed to do that.
And Fancy just looked at me, how dare you? But what it was is last week I got a tweet and it was someone saying, is that J-Mo who's the City fan? Because he thought I was the City fan. I'm like, no, yeah. J-Mo's the City fan. And we've had a few comments lately. Our people going, City fans, they've just come out of the woodwork, got no history. All right.
You're the new Chelsea.
So,
I told you the story before.
Hello, we've just got. You're a backpacker who's just thought free piss, or your friend is someone, and I'll introduce yourself.
This is Sam. I used to work with him up in Cairns, on the bananas.
Right, introduce yourself, Sam.
We're recording now, by the way. Yeah, so
live recording, mate. No rush at all.
Yeah, no pressure.
Are you a City fan? United fan?
A Liverpool fan.
All right, see you later.
Nice one. Yeah. Awesome.
That was short and fucking sweet, wasn't it?
Can you tell he's a bitter?
Yeah. Right, but anyway, J-Mo.
Yeah.
I'm going to say City fans have got history.
Yeah, it's not very appealing.
No, but it's a long history. So what I thought I'd do is I'd put some history Manchester City history questions in place. And I want to see how many you get right. How many do you want to do?
Bear in mind that I was born in 1982.
So. Mate, I was born in 1973 and I can go right back to 1788, all right, whatever.
Whoa,
right.
This is a quiz for J-Mo.
Well, that doesn't mean that you're any more loyal than I am.
No, but I want to know if you know your stuff, or if you just want to know your stuff out the last 5 years.
Right.
Are you willing to do it?
Let's see how we go. It now.
How many do you want? Five or six questions? Five, do you reckon?
Let's go with three.
Alright.
Time is of the essence.
Yeah.
In which year did Manchester City win the FA Cup for the first time?
I'm guessing.
I'm guessing.
I don't know the answer to this question. If I do, then it's subconsciously. It's early. It's turning. It's 1904.
Oh. Well done.
One out of one.
Oh, the crap is quite down in here, isn't
it? All right.
Stop feeling the pressure.
Question number two.
Can you ask me one that I know the answer to?
Go on. Who did Man City beat to set the record for the biggest league victory in 1987?
Huddersfield. 10-1.
Else straight. Whoa, alright.
Was it 10-1 or 10-0?
No, it was 10-1. You're getting that. Can you name one of the players, though, who got a hat trick in that game?
Oldfield?
No.
David White?
Yep.
For anyone who's not English and a City fan, this is riveting
really
stuff.
Really interesting.
It is. All right, moving on. Where did City play the home games when they first formed?
Fucking hell.
No, it wasn't
not
there.
Not there. Close. That's Old Trafford.
I don't know.
Pinbank Lane. It's a cross.
That's a
tough
one.
No, it wasn't. Are you aiming for a quiz show on Dave? What's going on?
Yeah. In what year was City formed? And what was the name?
It was 1887, I think, and it was Hardwick.
Correct.
Right. I got that one right.
You'll have that. All right, and the last one, because we're only going to do five. Go on.
Have you got any questions like after 1982? So
you got to know your history.
No.
I lived and breathed the history. Rather than just being a twinkle in my great
city once, City once won the old style European Cup Winners' Cup. What was the year?
It was in the golden years of
fucking golden years.
All three of them, 68 to 71. I'll go in the middle. Say 69-70 season.
No, you got to pick one.
Oh right. Well, no, I want. Two years.
It does, but I want the year they won it.
You should see Lee's face. I can't believe Jamie knows this.
I think the season started in 69 and ended in 70, so I'm going to say 70.
Yeah, get in there.
Well done, Jamie.
4 out of 5, Jamie.
Congratulations, you win a frozen chicken.
City fans aren't frauds. They're proper fans, and they know the history, and they've been here a long time. Let's move on.
Speaking of a long time, the Euros are on.
Which, yeah.
Come on.
What's that to do with a long time? It just feels like you've got to stay up for a long time to watch the game.
It's been on for two bloody days.
This is too long.
It's better than that crap you watch at the SFS. What's up with the Euros, Jess?
It's on Satanta, it's on at 2 a.m. Yeah, you can't watch it.
Impossible. Yeah, you can. You can watch it at 7 o'clock, the highlights.
Yeah.
On what channel?
SBS. It's Satanta.
Replays, and by then all the news is out.
See, because Iran's not in there.
Anyway, let's go on to the first couple of games.
You got the results?
You've got them.
Yeah, I've got them. All right. Well, the first four games, Poland and Greece drew 1-1.
Tip that.
Russia smashed the Czech Republic 4-1.
Can I just say I am number one in the cheese bar tipping competition at the moment for the first four games?
Out of
how
many
people? Outright number one?
56.
Well, yeah, okay.
56 what?
People.
I'm in it.
Yeah. $300 bar tab for the winner.
In a slightly unexpected result, Denmark beat Holland 1-0.
And it was quite convincing.
You did not tip that.
No, I didn't.
A convincing 1-0 victory.
Yeah.
We'll get into the individual games in a minute. And Germany 1-0 over Portugal, which probably explains why Pedro, our Portuguese fan's not here, but he will be here next week. Who watched what games? Impressions so far?
I've not got up live for any of the games.
Considering 2 a.m. and 4:45.
I was up last night with Matt watching the Holland game.
Yeah.
I was going to say I watched the start of the Germany game, but I didn't because Matt was doing the editing because I was falling asleep on the couch.
But when he said doing your editing, what was he doing to you?
Are you tired?
In what way was he asking if you were tired?
Do you fancy going to
have
bed?
Have you had enough yet?
You're tired, do you want to go to bed?
Fancy an early night?
So, mate, I just had to go to bed just to be left alone.
Nobody wants to see what Lee just did.
No. On your own?
Yeah.
Did Matt sneak in for spooning at some point?
Big spoon or little spoon?
If he did, I was unaware of it.
Them's the best night. Oh, yeah.
No, it's all right, mate. It's not gay unless you push back.
Are we going back to the Force It In from last week?
Yeah, the Force It In cider, yeah. What a pub that is. Anyway, I tipped, and I'll tell you what.
Everyone tipped Germany. The only one you got right, and I'll take me out, is the draw for the first game, because I was going Poland all out.
Yeah.
I would have gone Greece.
But I've been watching the highlights. Greece played really well. They played
better. You know, go back to 2004 when Greece won it. I stuck 100 quid on that.
No, you didn't.
Greece to beat Portugal.
They were £150 to £150.
They went. No, yeah, when it got to the final.
I had $10.
Yeah.
Oh, you had. I had it pre-tournament.
Right. No, no. I'm talking day of the final. I was in the pub, half cut. I was skinned. Well, not that skin, because I was in the pub.
Now, that's why you were skinned.
And then my brother said, I'm going to Ladbrokes. Do you want to put a bet on? I went, yeah.
Is this the same story from last week?
Yeah, where I won 1,100 quid. Well, no one fucking listened last week. I'm saying it again. I won 1,100, I tipped Greece to win 1-0.
1,500.
Did you? Oh, you bastard.
You know who my dark horse is on this tournament?
England.
Russia. I was going to say exactly the same thing.
But you know what? I watched Russia yesterday and I thought he looked pretty lively. And if Arsenal are looking for a player to replace Robin Van Persie,
Andre Arshavin,
they want to have a look at Arshavin. Because he looked immense.
Yeah.
Mm. No, he looked like a bigger, a stockier player. They had him playing right in the middle of the... Hello, here's the free beers.
Thanks very much, Miller.
Yeah, Miller.
Thank you so much,
Miller,
cheers.
Miller and cheers.
But Arshavin, he controlled the show. And you've got to wonder, he didn't get that opportunity at Arsenal.
Gooners are wondering, where's that been for the last 2 years?
Yeah.
I'm coming to a conclusion that I won't touch on Arsenal now. It's not Premier League anymore, but we'll leave it. But I agree.
He looked good, didn't he?
As I said, I called Greece out as a dark horse, and I'm calling Russia out this time. Get on it if you're not already on it.
Mop it.
And how much are Russia paying?
$17. I've got $10 on it.
Jesus, that's not a bad bet.
All right. I'll go.
And it'd be a lot shorter now.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, but that was pre-tournament.
Okay. There's another more important competition going on, though, for the Euros.
What's that?
That's our sticker books. All the way from the UK.
Jess, thank you. Jess has brought our sticker books from the UK.
Did you bring them?
The Panini ones and all.
Did you bring them stickers?
Whoa, wait there.
Did you bring them with you, mate?
Actually, in my sticker book, I get two complimentary stickers.
You actually get six, I think.
Do you?
Yeah,
I got Gareth Barry. Well, that went all right.
Yeah.
Where's the rest of my stickers?
At the very back. At
the back.
There we go.
All right, I got Gareth Barry, some Polish...
Aiden Megida.
Can't say his name.
Modric.
Yeah,
Modric. That's not bad.
Yeah, here's me the ones.
Here's the Iniesta.
I got Modric. I got Iniesta.
Emigedi, Szczesny.
Yeah. Ah, bastard. But anyway, JMO, because you knew Jess was bringing.
Yes.
Yeah. The sticker books. And Jess, we are really, really made up that you bring these sticker books. But then what happened this week? I got a text message off JMO. So excited he was. Found a shop in Coogee, and he said, they're selling the Euro 2012 Panini stickers.
Nice one, Jamo. Where
and
are they?
Brilliant. Packs.
Where are they?
He got six packs, and I messaged him back and went, no, don't get $50 worth. Didn't that was it? I said, or ask the fella how much he wants for the book.
How much are they a pack?
$350.
Okay. Comparable
to
overseas.
I know. You must have looked well cool going in there with your $50 note.
Give me a
load of football
50
stickers.
$50 worth of stickers.
No, but every sticker you got. I just come out of Woolworths and I had a pocket full of change. I was like, I'll just go and buy my bus pass. And I seen these stickers, so I was like, oh, winner.
All right.
Six packs. So the guy loved me because I had it all in like $1, $2 coins. And
he's saving up your spend.
All right, so where's our
stickers? Where's the stickers?
I've forgotten. For fuck's sake. Because you guys are putting me under pressure to get here on time. I've been dropping fucking Matt off at the SFS so he can watch the Roosters.
The Director of Communications.
It's raining in Sydney, you know what it's like?
When it rains, he's don't sell fucking stickers.
Nobody knows.
It's been a cut off.
What are you bitching
Sydney
about? It's proper British weather.
Nobody knows how to drive in the rain. The roads are an absolute nightmare. As soon as a little bit of rain, that's it. Everyone just slows down.
What, even the sticky seller?
It's a 10-minute walk from the apartment.
All right, I'm in Coogee tomorrow morning. You've explained where the shop is. Jane, you're with me when we go to Coogee.
I want to tell you this, like, it was a 30-second moment where I actually went back to my childhood and I've just got my spends off my granddad on a Thursday and I've gone to the shop to buy the Panini stickers and I've got the packs in my hand and I come out of the shop and I looked around and there was Coogee Beach and I was like, yeah, I live in Australia now and I'm fucking 29.
This is JMO describing and getting them stickers and the stickers that we should have. It's like bullseye, innit? You know when you lose, your fat bird chucks that dart and it goes into triple three and it's whatever. And then Bowen goes, bullseye program.
Super smashy.
Yeah, look at what you could have won. Yeah, and we've got no stickers for our... I'm going to go to Coogee tomorrow.
Right.
I'll get some, you get some.
I'm going after this podcast, I'm going.
Alright.
He's doing it on purpose now.
He's taking the piss.
Banging the table.
But we're going to fill these two sticker books. And then we
should do, the UK guys.
We'll fill it before the UK guys and then we'll sign all ours and send it back.
We need to find a network of swappers. Because we're obviously going to get double up on them. We need swaps. Swapsies.
I like that. Remember the car? Do you remember on the playground? And you'd have like a stack, like a size of a brick. Got swap. No, not swap.
Need.
Yeah, but you didn't. But if you said need, that meant you were desperate.
Need.
Got. You should say don't know.
I had this conversation with Matt before.
Yeah, don't know.
So Matt, to this day, has never got the Liverpool shiny badge from the first Premier League season.
Oh, really? Oh,
so that's what's wrong. I had it like three times. Couldn't get rid of it.
But you'd say, I've got the shiny badge, and then someone would go, all right, and what are you on for that? You go, the whole St Mirren team. I remember the Scottish ones, they had two players to one sticker. That's how shit they are. Wouldn't you? And
anyway,
the real bad Scottish teams, you put just a team photo.
We're walking down the
road. All my old sticker books.
Winding back to the Euro games. So did anybody have any other... So we got Russia, we're picking Russia so far as a bit of a dark horse.
Benzema, top goal scorer.
Where is anyone surprised Holland Denmark result with Denmark beating?
I think everyone was surprised.
I was surprised, but having watched the game last night, I wasn't.
Having listened to a couple of other.
What?
That doesn't make any.
What? That doesn't
it
make
makes
any
perfect sense.
Yeah. What? I was surprised. No, that's called hindsight.
Yeah. No, listening
yeah,
to a couple.
I meant on the balance of play, I wasn't
right.
surprised.
Listening to a couple. Listening to a couple of podcasts on the way in, and listening to people predicting about Holland. Some of the Holland journalists are saying that the defence is, you know,
shocking.
The defence is really bad, and
so,
it's been a problem.
Germany's wasn't great either.
Yeah,
I can honestly see.
No, go on.
Yeah,
Germany's.
I've read that this morning, by the way.
Okay.
Germany's defence was. If Portugal would have been on form, which they were shocking as well. They could quite easily got some out of that game, but this looking at that now, and France are playing well, Russia. Could be a France-Russia final. If my predictions go tips go right, then they're going to avoid each other.
All right.
Do
you fancy then doubling up on your tips? Because I'm leading.
All right.
If one of us wins first prize,
like how many games?
The gauntlet
games?
Has been
four.
Slammed down very quietly on
so
the table.
It's a long way.
No. I'm seriously going
halfway
to win this.
The first round.
I'm going to come first or second. Do we pool our resources and then if one of us wins? Does the money go straight into the pot and we have a piss up in here if
all
one
right.
of us wins?
Okay.
I'll be your witness.
No, but we share it. We share the love. We all get on the free piss.
Yeah,
you can't just say...
Thanks for putting that up while I'm going to be away for 2 weeks.
Oh, well, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you did. Anyway.
It's a further incentive. It'll go further.
Yeah.
All right, so predictions for the games tonight and tomorrow. So tonight we've got Spain versus Italy. Who's picking? Everyone picking
Spain. My scorecard
Spain.
For tonight is David Silver first goal, Spain to win 2-1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyone else not picking Spain?
No. I'm picking Spain.
Italy, just to be different.
Did you pay your $10, Shane? At the behind the bar?
No.
All right, just give it me then.
second game tonight is Ireland versus Croatia.
I've gone Ireland.
I'd love to see Ireland win, but I think with Modric, Jelovic, they've got a strong team.
Jelovic, yeah, to be fair.
I can see Croatia winning. Ireland are going to be battling the hearts out as usual. I'm going to go Jelovic 3-1.
Slatko told me, said they play like Barcelona.
Who do?
Croatia.
Ireland. I don't know. I've never seen Barcelona play like that. No. That's what he said.
And the tomorrow night we've got England France.
3-0.
3-0.
France.
3-0 to England.
One you got hopes,
England are definitely going to win that.
I think England will win 1-0, and it'll be a Gerrard penalty or a Lescott header or something. Crappy at the end.
Yeah. I'm picking a draw.
But one thing, I'm putting my house on the Sweden game.
You haven't got a house?
Yeah, I was going to say.
If I did, I
he's
would.
He's putting his rental. He's putting the rental property down.
1-1. We always draw 1-1 Sweden, don't we?
Yeah, well, we're not going to be. That's draw all over. I've tipped it. So now I'm starting to understand your tips.
And the last game tomorrow night, Ukraine versus Sweden.
Who gives a toss?
No one.
I'm going for
Sweden.
I think Sweden. Nation.
Are you reckoning Ukraine? Oh, okay.
I tip draw.
Sweden 1-0.
Ukraine 2-1.
All right.
Racism 3. Sweden 1.
Well, it kicked off last night.
Yeah, it just kicked off
this morning.
It kicked off in training at one of the Holland open training.
It kicked off at the Russian game, which Channel 9 said Russian fans kicked off.
It was Poznan fans apparently.
No. Like the Russia game. Russian versus Czech Republic game. Channel 9 said kicked off when Russia got beat 4-1. No, actually, it did win 4-1.
Yeah, well.
Then it kicked off and it was four stewards went to hospital. Marvellous. And then
you're there on the report of the kicking off in the stadium. I'm getting lots of communications.
We kicked off this morning. Ireland fans got attacked.
That it's been going off all week. Prior
so
to the games,
gangs of Polish
and
fans were
in
around.
One instance, the English and the Irish fans actually were fighting side by side against
Polish fans.
Basically, an army of Polish fans, and
allegedly,
and the Polish got done in big time.
Good,
big time.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
You won't hear this on any.
Well,
Ireland. You won't hear this on any other podcast.
There's 25,000 Irish gone over there.
Yeah, and there's more stories with more detail than I will tell you that off there.
That'll be in the secret section.
Well, I don't agree with it, but if you kick off, then let's kick the fucking heads in.
Exactly.
And shout out to all the Shrewsbury boys that are doing all the head banging over there.
Oh, so we won't narrow it down to where this source comes from then. Let's go to the Shrewsbury Forum. But no, it's bang out of order, and I think UEFA have made a big mistake sending it there, because we always knew there was going to be trouble.
And how much fun's it going to be with the World Cup in Russia?
Oh, well, it'll just carry on.
In 2022. No, 2018, sorry.
Yeah, well...
Anyway.
It's a joke.
Well, while we're talking about scrapping...
BBC...
Oh no, you've missed it.
Just a whole bunch of... The host has arbitrarily changed something.
Are we going to say it to Joey Barton now?
That would make sense.
All right, go on.
We're all talking about scrapping.
Okay.
Well, Jess has got a structure to the show today.
She's motoring away on a Segway.
Well, it's important to tie things together.
Yes. I'm ready.
But Joey Barton claims he could walk into the England squad in a week if he wasn't...
Was that the Olympic boxing team or the actual football team?
That's after...
Seriously, he walks
on water in his own mind.
Well, that's after last week he got pictured shirtless. Garlands. Now,
what's garlands?
It's a gay nightclub in Liverpool.
Jane, it's not gay anymore. It's gay 15 years ago.
Was it gay when you went, J-Mo?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, I've been.
And you didn't let me in. That's too straight.
Fair enough.
I got in. That was one of our first dates.
Honestly, not wearing that shirt.
One of our first dates. Jane took me to garlands. But you don't... How'd you get into a fight inside Garland? I don't know. Only Joey Barton can.
Everyone's off the face.
They're all off the heads.
Call someone straight.
Yeah. So
they're not mutually exclusive, though, to be fair.
So we got lifted there. And then now says...
He did get bailed, though.
But he got bailed? What?
Bailed.
Oh, I thought he got bail in Garland. That's a result, isn't it?
No. He didn't get charged. He got bailed. Someone did probably start on him. But it's his track record, though.
He's not.
YouTube repeats itself, doesn't it? If you go around acting like a knobhead, then you're going to get back.
Did you see what Rooney tweeted something bad about him, didn't he?
Rooney.
Like Rooney
can talk.
Like, if it was on Twitter, it's in the public domain.
Yeah, he said that it was something along the lines of. It was a sarcastic congratulations and say hello to you, murdering racist brother.
Oh. I did see something about that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how to argue with the Rooney family. So
it might have been after the season had finished. He was saying thanks for picking up from getting sent off. And
ask Rooney how his 76-year-old mistress is going. Anyway.
Ooh. But speaking of the England squad, stick with
Sticky
me here.
Yeah,
the England
squad. You, Jess. We're sticking with you.
The England squad, they're not practicing penalties.
Well, that was because...
We need to.
No. The reason...
If we get through the group, then we're only going to get through by penalties.
No, the reason being is on the pitch there with training...
There's no penalty spot.
They forgot to put penalty spots on it.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
So you got a picture of Roy Hodgson in the mirror, pointing to where the spot should be.
Doing the 12 steps.
Yeah. No spot. I mean, how many times over the years...
Though, it wasn't... That was like a cooling down session. They'd already had the proper intent session the day before where they probably would have...
No, but that's... take intensity outside of it. Penalties is once you've done your session, you go back. Gary Lineker tweeted, and he said after every England session, he always practiced between 30 and 50 penalties after the session. We haven't got a spot.
Well, I think England will be okay because Charlie Adams.
They didn't do their proper session at that. That was just an open session at a stadium.
Was it?
Yeah, they just went like they had a bloody
have a kickabout.
School kids clapping them on the pitch. Everybody were all holding little mascots' hands in mini England kits, and then it was just all for the cameras and all show.
Well, that's better than what they did in the World Cup. It's better than what was going on at the World Cup.
They're just trying to build a relationship. They went to Auschwitz. They went to a couple of the concentration camps. Just trying to relate to the Polish fans, I suppose.
Does anyone see the opening ceremony?
There was an opening ceremony?
This report said the opening ceremony was gleefully shambolic. I've seen better organisation of a group of people in Asda's doorway.
Apparently, it
was bad.
Was it organised by the FFA?
No, the FFA weren't there, allegedly. But Jim Beglin, who was on he's on ITV.
Northwest legend.
He is, but he went, I think it's all over now. Probably too much for the Czechs to do. After he went 4-1 down with 33 seconds left on the clock. I mean, he's a legend. How'd you pick that? 4-1 down with 33 seconds left to go. I think it's too much. No shit, Jim.
Speaking of ITV.
Go on.
You've got down here some BBC ITV commentary classics.
Yeah, there was.
Is this from over the years or just from
the
last 4 days?
No, just the last couple of days. Yeah. Go on, Jess.
Don't ask me.
Is anyone following Jeff Shreves on Twitter?
No, because God knows what he's going to say. But
he's just being a knobhead.
The BBC haven't even flown anyone over there this year.
It's still being done over in the UK.
All doing it in the UK.
There was actually, I think there was a scene with Patrick Vieira and
in someone else,
but there was that square in Poland, and everyone was emailing and tweeting going, they're two not going to last long in that square, are they, with all those Polish around?
But isn't Alan Shearer doing live crosses from...
I think he's doing something Gabby Logan's doing, but it's a bit shoddy.
Is that coming through on the Satanta? Is the Satanta feed just the straight ITV feed?
No, the Satanta feed's been pretty good.
Satanta's like on their own. Package.
Oh, they've got their own reporters and everything.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Yeah, and they're doing a highlight show.
What's that guy?
He used to be from Sky.
Yeah, and he did the boxing as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
What's it called? Not Ian Dark. I know, you know what I mean, though.
He's the bloke who never got the big gig
and
had to go to the bankrupt company
to
get his opportunity.
Yeah, and he had Don Hutchinson and Gary McAllister as his studio guests.
Yeah.
To be their expert.
It was alright, though. I was watching it this morning. It was alright.
But if Don Hutchinson says, obviously, one more time, he says, obviously, seven times in every conversation he has. Obviously.
Would you rather be listening to Tommy Smith for the Y?
Oh, that guy.
He was on before, that's why I was yelling random wanker comments at the screen.
He's predicted that Ireland and Italy are going to qualify for him.
Is that what he said?
Can't stand him.
Does anyone like ESPN?
I like ESPN, but I don't like
Adrian Healy's alright.
Okay.
Shaka Hislop's
alright. But they've got Andrew Orsatti, who was just a knobhead on SBS and is now a knobhead at ESPN. And Tommy Smith
say
is just the
think.
Most
say what you think.
Tommy Smith's just the most frustrating.
Let Jesus.
Do you
Christ.
Ever watch ESPN?
No. I got
No.
Well, since we haven't been in Europe, I haven't been watching it. So
Satanta, though,
haven't had to put up with it.
Satanta going back a few years ago was great, and he had Jane Aitz. Who's that fit blonde beard? I thought you'd have selective memory there.
There was the blonde.
There was two of them, and they had proper magazine shows. And then
James Richardson was doing a show on board.
Tim Sherwood. Yeah,
it was a great show.
Is it because they cut Satanta Island went under? So it's James Richardson.
So we have Monday night football showing on a Tuesday. Loved it.
At least you got to see it.
You always get loads of obscure Dutch games like.
I don't want to watch a special one
and
TV.
Portuguese ones as well, you know.
Special one. You can get that on YouTube. Though.
You can.
So, yeah, I used to show it on SBS, but.
But anyway, did Jess move us on?
Kale.
My mate.
I really liked him, Kale. I've got a lot of time for him, but
he's not happy.
Well, and neither he should. He's been getting a fair bit of flack from the GGA, no less. Fernsey.
Well.
I'm not a spokesman for the GGA.
You sat there in a GGA shirt and you give him shit on it on Twitter yesterday.
Me personally, why would I give Tim Cahill shit?
Well,
I wouldn't do that.
Oh, well, we've just got a lady turned up who looks wet. As in, it's raining outside.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying.
Let's clean the act up. Back to Tim Cahill.
Yeah.
So he's been getting a fair bit of flack because he didn't even get a substitution in the Oman game.
Yeah, how is that his fault?
Well,
I'm not the one doing the tweet, so I've got no idea.
Was he on the bench and he wanted to come on, or was he on the pitch and he wanted to come on?
On the bench.
No, he's on the bench and wasn't. Holger didn't put him on. So
was he the manager?
No.
Is he the player? Green and Gold Army.
But he's one of the best players in Australia. So
Green and Gold Army were retweeting this article and saying, you know, is this the future? You know, is this his role for the next couple of years? Is it because he's not fit enough? And Kale comes straight back and went, news to me.
The reason why this all came up was because at the very beginning of the broadcast of the Australia versus Oman World Cup qualifier, one of the stats that was stated was this is the average age of the squad that took the pitch was 32. And so a lot of online discussion around that game was we're supposed to be... The whole reason Holger Osic was brought in was to develop the youth and start bringing the youth in, but he's doing the same thing our previous manager, who was pilloried for doing the same thing, pinned for Bake, sticking with the old guard, not refreshing the squad enough, and picking people on reputation, not on form.
So is he doing
bullshit.
That?
That is bullshit.
I know. I'm just paraphrasing what was stated.
Yeah, so, well, the GGA are retards. Sorry, I said
if
it.
If he's on the bench, he's on the bench. He's not the coach, he's a player.
Yeah, well, that's yeah,
I know it. That. But, and has Brett Holman not been playing really well for
Brett Holman wasn't put on either.
I don't know.
Josh Kennedy wasn't put on either.
They singled out. But then, Jess, as you'll see, Marco Monteverdi from Brisbane, the Brisbane-based journalist, he come out and he put the same article out. And then Kale's come out today and responded to him on Twitter. I went, I'm sick of the negativity in Australian football.
And football media, and you know what? It's about time somebody stood up.
There is a lot of it.
Change your attitude.
And Kale's just come out and basically said, the Australian media, there's too much negativity. And I think he's got a point.
Yeah.
He does so much for Australian football. Yep.
Are you saying that England fans and England expectations are not a detriment to the England team?
What the fuck's that got to do with Tim Cahill? Well,
nothing, but you're saying that you're saying that all Australian fans are negative about football and
the Australian media as a whole. There's certain parts of the media. Yeah.
Well, Robbie Slater's got in a slanging match with Harry Kewell about 18 months ago about being pegged.
We're 2 years out from the World Cup. Are we going to achieve anything by starting to have a pop players like Cahill, Kewell, all these guys at any given opportunity?
These football journalists are going to find it very hard to get access to these players pillaring in the media.
So Marco Monteverdi, I've met him a couple of times. I'm not going to comment.
It's all over your face, Lee.
He's part of the Telegraph group.
Oh god. Okay. Yeah.
So they're not going to get any exclusives. So they're out. But
Murdoch press.
Sometimes they're in, sometimes they're out. They just don't do themselves any favours. The press seem to do it as and when it seems to suit them for commercial reasons, as far as I'm concerned. And I just think it's totally unfair. On any player, on not just Cahill, on any player, report the facts.
See, most of the time, a lot of the negativity with regards to Australian football isn't coming from actual football media. It's coming from general sports journalists, like rubbish like Rebecca Wilson and Phil Rothfield.
And you describe Rebecca Wilson as a sports journalist.
No,
would you call her a journalist?
Have you watched this show on Sky Sports News?
I would describe her in a very unflattering word, but I'm not going to say it.
No, it's
but there's a lot of
Is there an agenda there?
Oh, for sure.
There's definitely an agenda from outside of football media. But so the problem is that
so the Daily Telegraph
inside football is starting to do the same thing.
Daily Telegraph this week, News Limited. It's the soccer who's played Japan on Tuesday.
Yep.
Oh, then would you believe it's State of Origin Week?
Yes. Well, yeah.
So let's get football. Hey,
look.
Come on.
I mean, we can't help the dates that State of Origin are on.
No, we can't.
And then the dates for the.
Yeah, we can.
Well, not really.
It could have been worse. We could have been playing it on the Wednesday.
Yeah,
then
that's
no one would have turned up.
It's part of the reason Sydney doesn't have the Japan game.
Yeah.
But I just think that. Like your point, Fernsey, about how it's Holger Osiek's job to bring up the youth. Well, it's not his job. It's the coach. Next, what's the one just below the Socceroos?
The under-23s.
Yeah.
We've got the Olleroos, we've got the Joeys. Oh,
we've got Marco Bresciano and Harry Kewell as our best players, we've got a serious issue. But that's not Holger Osiek's fault.
It's the governing body.
I think the governing body's got a lot to answer for. And they're very selective in the press that they point.
Yep, it's true.
Information towards, and a lot of that has come out over the last couple of weeks as well. Selective press.
Back to the UK, but back in, you look at teams that were generating players. Now all this money's got involved in the game. The larger clubs are now buying all these players from overseas, and although investment in the youth system is there, the FA have just gone, well, the clubs will take care of it. The clubs will bring all these players through. United, the golden generation, when they brought all Liverpool used to do it. And they've all done it. And then all of a sudden it stopped because they've realised that there's not much value in it. It's easy to buy them from abroad. And now the FA the England team's gone to pot. We've not got that many great players coming through. But potentially, yes, but not at the moment. And
Rob,
now they're investing $100 million.
I'd be interested, you've been in Australia for less than a year.
Yeah.
So, all right, as an outsider looking in, because I'd be biased, all right? Or I'd be certainly opinionated. What is your opinion? As someone who's just landed on the state of maybe the soccer news or football in Australia. As an outsider looking in, how would you think? Do you look at it as go, it's great, this is not as good as
to be honest, I'm yet to meet someone who truly follows Australian football.
She's there!
I mean,
he's here!
Yeah. But
no, he follows the Jets.
Yeah, but I've been in Sydney, what, now a couple of months?
Yeah.
Met known you guys for less than, I don't know, a month. And before that, like, I've been up in Queensland, all the follow there is rugby, like,
rugby
other
league.
Stuff. And,
yeah, rugby
like,
league.
I've not heard anyone who just openly goes on about football, you know what I mean? It's not like in England where everyone's like, yeah, this is my team, this is
how
we want to, yeah. Yeah, so, like, I don't think I even know enough to, like, comment on it. Yeah.
It's just like nobody over in England, oh, very few people follow Super League over in England.
That must be what it is, yeah.
All of the people.
Well, that's it, yeah, it's like.
Is that what you're going to say?
The Australians who I've spoke to about football, I've spoke to about English football, and they've not even followed an Australian team.
Yeah,
and it's.
Well, I'll tell you what, and here's one. Cale Land's back. When is it, Jane? Today?
Yeah, today.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Leave him alone, for Christ's sake.
No, let's as a podcast special, Zdrilla has said he's coming on. David Zdrilla, ex-soccer.
I saw that you were trying to get Christina Keneally on as well.
I did try Christine Keneally.
I think we should really go for
just
that.
Just because she's sports mad.
Yeah, she is.
So let's get her on for the front. But Zdrilla, he's not, I know his name's David Zdrilla, but everyone calls him Zdrilla. He doesn't want to just come to the podcast. He wants to do the food challenge. However, yeah, he said it to me.
Julie Neely's done it, so why can't he do it?
I had to go and meet him the other day to present the SBS award. Look at Jane's face. Yeah. I have to go to SBS.
Don't
do this until I get back. It's Relich on one side, McLaughlin on the other.
But
you'll have a fan. Like,
but, but Zdrilla said he wants to do it. Mel McLaughlin has said she's up to do anything. I think we should get them down. But what I think we should do is send an email to Tim Cale and see if we can get an exclusive.
Here.
I'd say, the press.
Up yours, GGA.
The press aren't doing it for you. Would you like to do something for the football podcast guys? The real voice of the fans.
The real voice? Or did you just give yourself that crown?
No, as in... No. I'll come on to that later. No, as in... All right. No, because someone gave me shit on your forum the other week, and I'm like, what have I ever done?
Where?
Oh, come on to it later.
Don't.
No, as in, speak to the fans. So I'll ask Cale if he'll speak to the fans. It's a long shot.
But he might do it, you never know.
Well,
he might have to go out and do a one-on-one.
He won't be in here.
Spend a
special.
Yeah.
You can try.
I'll do a special. I'll tell you what, I'll speak to him this week.
Okay.
Well, the Socceroos play again on Tuesday after playing in Oman.
And then
they'll
be back in Sydney, so I'm going to hit him up.
Yeah.
No, the Socceroos don't play in Sydney for a while.
No, after.
He's coming back.
Yeah, after he's finished in Brisbane, then he'll come back to Sydney where they live.
But the next games in Sydney aren't until September, are they?
2013.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. So not till next year.
No,
okay.
we've got the last two.
Okay.
Last two, yeah.
Yep, but after, I don't know, I thought that the Socceroos were a bit dull on Friday night.
40 degrees though,
look,
Jess.
I've been there, it's hot, but seriously, there's a way to play in that sort of condition. Play the possession.
Keep the ball. There was too much turnover in midfield. It was terrible. Especially the second half. Like, the first half, we were fairly dominant.
Yes.
But when... Paul Le Guin's coaching Oman, so he's no...
Genius.
Huh? No.
Leon playing some great football.
Yeah, he's not some scrub they pulled in from somewhere else. He's, like, a decent coach. So he's seen what the problem was at half time, and he's tweaked the system and got them to play, keep possession. Oman's problem is they've got nobody up front because their main striker was out.
I just think
the defence and midfield were very good. They kept hold of the ball.
We're all being a bit critical. I think when you go to the first friendly against Denmark,
yep,
lost 2-0, and everyone goes, oh, that's a terrible loss. That's Denmark who's just beat Holland last night.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so forget that.
Yeah.
Then go to Oman.
Suspective.
Lost there last year. Yeah. To walk away this year with a draw. Hmm. Right, you've got to finish top two. That's it. Finish top two. Let's get the results.
And don't worry about top spot.
And the Armanis specifically scheduled that game for 5 p.m. when it was still going to be 40 degrees.
So they did everything. Start playing the enemy too.
Don't bitch about it and play to the conditions.
Yeah. I think it went all right.
We have to play better on Tuesday.
Win your home games, draw your away games, you're in.
That's it. I can't see them getting the results against. I can't see them getting the results against Japan though.
That's not mediocrity, that's success.
Jess.
You can't say he's getting past Japan.
I can't see them beating Japan.
Well, Japan won 6-0.
6-0. Yeah, Japan have just overtaken us in the rankings. They're 23.
You could easily say Japan are quarter-final, semi-finalists in the World Cup. That's where they're going. That's where they're heading.
They won the Asian Australia Cup. Are going the opposite direction. They beat us in the Asian Cup final. They're the Asian champions.
Yeah.
So we'll see about Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll see.
Interesting to see
Tuesday,
what Tuesday plays.
Tuesday we'll have Holman back, we'll have Kennedy back, Timmy will play.
Yes.
There'll be a lot
It'll
more...
Be different. Much like, more attacking.
There'll be a lot more attacking.
Yep.
So, anyway.
In other Australian football news.
Moving on.
We are doing a lot more Australian football stuff.
Not even Australian football.
Just, the Premier League's over.
Yes. Struggling to find things to talk about.
So David Gallop quit the NRL.
Yes.
And it was funny because I was down at the SFS.
I know, I saw you were there.
How did you know?
I saw it on Twitter.
He was
said
on Fox Sports
David
News.
Gallop looking out the front, out at the front of the NRL headquarters, not looking happy.
Yeah.
And that's normally a sign that like something's gone wrong in the NRL. Somebody's raped somebody else.
How scary is it that?
It's true. It's true.
How scary is it that people know exactly where I am?
Well, you should
never
tweet
put
everything.
It on Twitter.
David Gallop quit. Skinny Scouts are spotted out the front of NRL headquarters.
No, I was stood there. I was outside the SFS.
Harry Potter's casting spells.
With his lightsaber.
But it was pissing down. I was like, I need somewhere to hide.
So you hang out in front of the NRL.
I had to hang out in front of the NRL building.
And then, in friendly territory.
I was trying to get a cab. And I looked in, David Gallop's there, and I'm like,
he's got the shit.
Waving, and he's just fucking, he totally ignoring me.
Oh, well, thinking,
he doesn't look too happy. And then he suddenly goes into a room. And of course, 10 minutes later, that's the press conference.
Look, David Gallop's the boss of the NRL.
But then he went into overdrive, didn't it?
Hey?
Was
the boss of the NRL, which is, you
could
say,
has been for 10 years.
And has gone through a lot of shit.
Yes.
So, and the state of the game now, it's one of the most popular.
They've just negotiated $1 billion TV rights. Well, they're negotiating $1 billion TV deal.
Rugby league fans say he's been terrible.
I'm a rugby league fan.
And I think he's done a great job.
I rate him as an administrator.
The simple terms.
He's done a
which
really,
is a majority
really good
of rugby
job.
League fans.
Yes. Exactly.
The format and the structure of the whole business has changed this year.
I'll say it.
It's more than
I've put up with their shit for 40 years. That's 30 years.
It's more than that. He's a really good crisis manager.
He's bloody had to be.
Yep. You know, and I think the sparkles on the NRL needs to come back to the Australian football.
So the rumour mill
David
went
Gallop
into...
David Gallop for going to replace Ben Buckley.
Well,
see ya.
You said A-League.
I called it. A-League/FFA.
Well...
I called it before anybody else.
The Twitter rumours are the Ben
Buckley. Only because I was too busy chatting.
No, go and look back at the times. I called it before anyone else.
The Twitter rumours are Ben Buckley's been offered the North Melbourne CEO job.
Good. Piss off.
Well, we'll see.
See you later, Ben.
That'd be the ideal.
See you again.
Yeah, in the AFL.
Back to AFL.
Back to North Melbourne, running North Melbourne. And then ideally David Gallop would go and be in charge of the FFA.
It would be a very smart move for him. He would have exposure to international events, the World Cup. That's something that you'd never get in the NRL.
Frank Lowy. Would David Gallop be a yes man for Frank Lowy?
Fuck no.
Would he hire him on that basis then?
Oh, Frank Lowy would be dead in a second. Speaking of Frank Lowy, the new Sydney club. They've got some serious vacancies.
Jess, I love your links.
Oh, Jesus.
This new club has got 4 months to go.
They haven't announced anything yet, but
no, there's 4 months, and then it's like I put things on Twitter and go, are you going to announce it yet? Are you going to announce it? And they're like, everything's in the melting pot, and I'm like, no, piss off. Your club's got to start playing its first game in October. 4 months. 4 months,
yeah.
What?
They expect to like come in?
They've
like,
not.
Now, have they even got a team yet? Nothing.
Nope.
No.
What have
there's,
they got?
No,
now?
There's
they haven't got a badge.
It's been.
They haven't got a team strip. They haven't got a training ground.
This is something, right?
Hang on. There's been some confirmations via Twitter that have come out. There's a club over in the UK, Aaron Moy's playing for them, that they've confirmed that he's left to come here.
Simirin?
Oh, so in Scotland. So Aaron Moy's
was
been
that
signed.
In the UK?
And the, yeah. But they've not... just listen. That's come through by Twitter, so
yeah.
That's pretty much confirmed. Michael,
he's going to set... A St Mirren player is going to set the world on fire.
No,
I can't wait.
No, I'm saying that the FFA haven't released any details.
No,
they're
not released any.
But there is news being released from other sources that is pretty
right.
much confirming
so
what's
let's
going
look,
on.
Let's look at the jobs that are available. General manager,
yep.
Communication and fan engagement. All right, well, that's a great job, isn't it? It would be a good
Matt
job.
Stevens is available.
I actually emailed it to Matt.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm really interested.
He's been released from his Director of Communications role at the Liverpool New South Wales Sports Club.
Has he?
What?
Has he really?
What?
No, he hasn't.
No.
But you imagine...
He's bagged out that much, he's removed the title.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. Sponsorship and corporate hospitality manager.
That sounds like a whole lot of boozing and eating.
How the fuck you sell that? I'd like to ask you to be a sponsor and be part of our hospitality. Where are you playing? Down.
Can't sell anything, yeah.
Who's on your team?
General manager, commercial. We'd like you to sponsor our club. Okay, what's it called? We've not got a name yet. what sort of strip you playing? We haven't got a strip.
We haven't got
a where are you playing? Like... Oh, we've not decided where we're playing.
W League coach.
W League coach. Have you got any players?
Oh,
no.
They've got a W League team.
Yeah.
I didn't realise.
Yeah, they've advertised it.
Well, we're thinking about it.
And
just so we get, offer all the red tape.
Yeah.
Membership and ticketing manager.
Tickets to what?
What, do you need tickets?
I know. What? This is it.
Tickets to what? And where are you going to watch them?
We don't know.
And who are you watching?
This is the thing. So this is 4 months out and all these jobs.
But the thing is, right, you look at stuff like that, you say a badge and a kit and stuff like that. You give me a notepad in 8 hours, I'll do it.
Yeah, well.
Fucking
yeah.
Enough badges that someone will pick.
They can take Cardiff City's old badge and old pass.
How can they not have, like...
Or did you talk about them last week?
No, we didn't.
Who's
what?
They've just changed it 2 days ago.
I told you.
Yeah.
But I think it's frightening for that Western Sydney club. They're 4 months out, them vacancies.
See ya.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like,
and it's
how can they not have signed
no
some of this stuff
in
out?
Sydney
see ya.
and the closing dates. And it's not just on the FFA website. It's on Seek and stuff like that. Yeah, and when you read what they're asking for.
Jack and the take on backpackers or what?
No problem.
I might get a sponsorship out of this.
I might get on the playing staff.
There was one of the jobs.
Get us signed up, Draymond.
Jess, there was one of the jobs. There was one of the jobs which was comparable with a Melbourne Victory job, and it was like $42,500. I'm not going to say which job it was. I'm thinking, and it was like going 5 years experience doing this, experience doing that. Experience. Who the fuck's going to do that for $42,500?
It'll be different though because this is being paid by the FFA.
All right, so let's say $60,000, $70,000. Would you go in, and it's a firefight, 80 grand?
Chances are the FFA have tapped up everyone and they're just going through their motions anyway.
I would not. Someone asked me, would you be interested in getting involved in that? I'm not saying I got email from anyone. I was just in general conversation. Someone said, would you ever consider doing any one of those jobs? I went, nah, 4 months notice. You've got to be dreaming. Even if you said...
You need to get project management.
Even if you said to me, $200,000, I go, what's the point? Because it's not going to be $200,000. Because it's only going to be working for 4 months.
But
when it all goes tits up.
Yep.
Who's running it all? Who's
we
got...
We don't know. Because they haven't got a general manager. That's there. Look. There's the vacancies.
But basically, like, what do they have?
Nothing.
They've got an idea. I could have an idea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They've got an idea and they've got a Twitter account. And then people said,
Jack, it's
in
just
the melting
like,
pot. And
Jack,
said,
it's just a massive joke. They come out after 4 months, go, ha ha, got you.
A bit like the New York Cosmos.
April Fool.
Hey, exactly. The New York Cosmos. I've got the DVD.
No, but they're reformed. They've yeah. got a team. Yeah. You've got Eric Cantona as an assistant.
No.
Drawing 100 grand a year.
I've got the DVD. I subscribed to 442 kindly. Jane paid for me 2 years subscription. I got the history of the New York Cosmos DVD sent to me.
All right. Did it tell you about what's going on now?
No, but it's brilliant.
That's what I'm talking about.
But yeah, it is. It's just a piss tea. I just don't know where they're going with this new
Western
Sydney.
The problem is there's no news coming out. It's a vacuum, so everyone, until they start releasing some stuff, it's just going to be all this sort of stuff is going to be going on. Right.
And so, New York Cosmos released all that information nearly a year ago. And guess what? They still haven't got a team, and they still haven't got any of this stuff.
Oh, it's going to be a lot.
And they already had history, and already had a badge, and already a name, and a kit colour. And
I've got the sticker at home.
They even had Franz Beckenbauer and Pelé playing for him.
Yeah. Pelé got the shit. There was an Italian guy sent forward with the New York Cosmos. And him and Pelé, he blamed Pelé for not scoring as many goals as he should have.
We're up to the last section, which is room 101. Now this is where we...
We stick someone in there
out of football to get rid of him for good.
Right.
So, Lee, do you have one?
Yeah.
Well, go on.
Western Sydney. New Sydney Club FC for being... Oh, no, we can't do that.
We're only having 19 competitions.
Who are you actually putting in there, though? Because if you put in Western Sydney, there's no one...
I'm going to put Marco Monteverdi from the News Limited.
For going off at Tim Cahill.
For being negative towards soccer news, and Tim Cahill in particular. Tit.
That is brilliant.
Jane, come towards. Jane doesn't really say much. Who are you putting in there?
The Green and Gold Army.
You're putting Green and Gold Army into room 101? Yes. That's a strong statement.
Because of a Twitter retweet.
Not just that.
No, it's there. I don't know. I suppose ripping off of fans.
Okay. Yeah, Green and Gold Army. We go into room 101. Jess?
I'm going to put the girl who beat the crap out of one of my players in the game a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, but was it raining?
No.
Oh, I was just going to say, because we all pay extra for mud wrestling.
Exactly.
Yeah. She went crazy. I'm going to put her in, and I hope you never play again.
So this was a series.
So does it get a bit aggressive? Yeah.
She went crazy, and then she cited me for it. And I was standing on halfway wondering what the fuck was going on. Excuse my language.
That's all right. We got the explicit tags on it.
I'm a bit mouthy, but this game I was nothing. I was very shocked.
I know. The gentleman sat down. I would have fell down.
Jamo, who's going in?
It's a tough one. No, it's not anyway. I'm going to put Joey Barton in because he's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, that was basically at the same, but...
And Lee for asking me all those fucking questions.
I was having a bit of a toss up between Barton.
Wait, is that why you were so long in the bathroom?
Yeah. Sorry, lads.
Oh, good God.
So it's between Barton and whoever is behind the whole Sydney FC thing, because...
The new Sydney FC, the new Western Club.
The new Western Club.
But yeah.
Go on, pick one.
I'll go for Barton, because he's a knobhead.
He is a tosser,
isn't he? My pick would probably be Cristiano Ronaldo again. Still proving he's a big game bottler.
He was shocking last night. You're so bitter, and I'm really pleased
that you went from Pep Guardiola, Gus Seeding, and is that near? And congratulations on Brendan Rodgers.
That's old news. We discussed that last week.
I know, but I just keep wanting to say it.
He's the Irish Mourinho.
And look, that brings us to a close on this wet Sunday afternoon in Sydney. Thank you, Cheese Bar. Thank you, Miller.
Hey, you've written a report. Football is gotta be good.
Yeah, there you go.
And on that note, we'll see you all in about 3 weeks.
Cheers, Jess.
I'm asking Reading fans what they think.
Bye.
See ya. Gotcha.